In this implementation of SASCalc, a user can change trial configurations of the instrument to optimize the instrument settings for a particular experiment by changing settings to get an optimal Q range and beam intensity on the sample. As an example, I'll set up three different configurations that cover most of the full range of the instrument. The first setting will be a low Q setting at a long detector distance, 13 meters. This configuration is good, judging by the Q range and beam intensity. I freeze the configuration, and a printable list of the instrument settings shows up in a saved configurations window, and the actual Q range, including the actual Q data points that would be obtained from this setting, are displayed in the graph below. If I change the detector distance to a shorter distance, the Q range shifts to higher Q, and now, to optimize the intensity, I can increase the number of guides without losing the Q range, but gaining in beam intensity. If I think this setting is good, I can freeze this configuration as well and set up a third configuration at the shortest detector distance for the NG3 instrument. I can also, again, bring more neutron guides in with an added increase in intensity. As you can see from the graph below, three detector distances are actually a preferred configuration rather than just two detector distances, the green one being at 13 meters and the black one being at 1 meter. This would indicate from this graph that there are basically one or two data points of overlap, which is insufficient. An additional feature that has been added to this is a realistic calculation of the Q range and data points you would get with lenses inserted. Checking the lens box at this point is disallowed since the instrument is in a configuration where lenses are inappropriate. Where they are appropriate is at a very tightly collimated beam, zero guides, and the detector at 13 meters with a wavelength of 8 angstroms. Once these configurations have been set up, the black curve shows the Q range and data points you would get with pinhole collimation. Inserting lenses shows an increase in the low Q range extending all the way back to 0.001. This setting again could be frozen and the saved configuration list printed out for setup of the instrument.